live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a South Donegal deputy claims that he is not overly worried about his safety after receiving a death threat for speaking out against right-wing anti-immigrant hate speech. Ulster Bank has confirmed all delayed credits have been processed to customer accounts. A petition of over 300 signatures by Donegal residents calling for the reinstatement of the Rehabilitative Training Alliance has been presented to the Health Minister's office today, and a Derry mother has made an emotional plea to those who fired a shot through her child's bedroom window to explain their actions. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, a South Donegal deputy claims that he is not overly worried about his safety after receiving a death threat for speaking out against right-wing anti-immigrant hate speech. Martin Kenny has received what he describes as several racist messages in recent days after voicing concerns about what he believes is a far-right influence in debates over plans to accommodate asylum seekers in Ballinamore in Leitrim. The Sinn Féin TD reported to Gardaí a message he received this week which referred to him as a traitor and claimed that he would be executed. He told Shannon Side North and Sound that he has received several disturbing messages in recent days.
I've received a lot of communication online, and I've had a lot of people on Facebook and other people have sent me messages, many of them genuinely concerned about the issue. But some of them are very racist and very insulting and very intimidatory, and I've received a number of them, very threatening. But, you know, look, I expect somebody who's going to do something doesn't text you first to tell you they're going to do it, so...
Ulster Bank has confirmed all delayed credits have been processed to customer accounts. It's after a technical glitch resulted in some account holders not receiving payments that were due to them. 10,000 social welfare payments were among the transactions affected. The bank has apologised for the inconvenience and has advised customers to contact them if they need further help. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the bank needs to find a long-term solution to ensure such issues don't reoccur.
I think there's a third issue, which is more mid-term to long-term, and that is that this is happening far too often with Ulster Bank, and I think there is now a need for the central bank to review the IT infrastructure that Ulster Bank are using. We'll all remember a number of years ago that customers were locked out of their accounts for weeks on end, and then since then there have been a number of other glitches where payments haven't gone through and customers haven't had access to their accounts. So this needs to be rectified for once and for all.
And particularly in this day and age, so many people depend on online banking and using their cards rather than cash.
Absolutely, and it's, you know, it's becoming a frequent thing that there are payments being missed or transfers that are supposed to go in that aren't happening. And, you know, for people who work and living week to week, they can't afford not to be paid that day. Bills have to be paid, mortgages have to be paid, rent has to be paid, and so on. So, like, they can't afford that inconvenience. Now, we understand in the modern day of IT that you can have glitches, you can have problems, and you can have one-offs. Unfortunately for Ulster Bank, this isn't just a one-off. This is a repeated pattern here, which we were told a number of years ago after customers being locked out of their accounts for 2 years that they were going to invest, upgrade, and this wouldn't happen again. But it's happened now in a smaller way, but it's still happening now all too frequent, and we need to make sure that there is complete confidence in the system that they have.
The Vietnamese embassy in London has been in touch with UK police as it tries to establish if one of the 39 people found dead in a lorry in Essex came from the country. A man and a woman from Warrington have been arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to traffic people and manslaughter, while a 25-year-old man from County Armagh is continuing to be questioned on suspicion of murder. A Haney-based human rights group says a 26-year-old could be one of the possible victims. Her family believes she sent a series of final messages from the container as she died. Sky's Ali Fortescue, who's in Tilbury Dock, says the last one's been posted online.
It reads, "I'm sorry, Mum, my path to abroad doesn't succeed." It goes on to say, "Mum, I love you so much. I'm dying because I can't breathe."
A Derry mother has made an emotional plea to those who fired a shot through her child's bedroom window to explain their actions. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Katie recalled how on Sunday last, three masked men reportedly attempted to enter her home before firing a shot through a bedroom window of the property. Her five young children were also at home at the time. Katie is appealing to those who were involved to explain why she was targeted.
We said our last goodbyes to each other. We held each other while these men were still continuously banging on our back door trying to get in. 26 minutes it took the police to arrive at our address.
They saw you. They saw you and your child, Katie. Do you believe that before they discharged the weapon?
Yes, they did. I opened the window. The lights were on in the bedroom and I was wearing a white vest top. So this man stared me in the face before he fired that shot. And it doesn't matter who they're targeting. It should not be happening. I have now 5 wee children who are terrified. They can't sleep in their own rooms.
If an organisation were to try and reach out to you or let you know anything, I mean, would that be bring you any comfort?
That's what I want to know. I want to know why. I want to know, was it me that was targeted? Was I not the target? Was it a mistaken identity? You know, they can do it anonymously. They don't even have to say their name. Just put it out there. It shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't.
A petition of over 300 signatures by Donegal residents calling for the reinstatement of the Rehabilitative Training Allowance has been presented to the Health Minister's office today. The petition was handed over by Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle and represents calls from staff, service users and families of the National Learning Network in Letterkenny, who Deputy Pringle says have been drastically affected by the removal of the allowance as announced last month by the HSE. Deputy Pringle claims it is an attack on people with disabilities, particularly those residing in a rural county like Donegal.
I met recently with the people who are attending the National Learning Network in Letterkenny and who've been outlining the severe cuts and severe hardship it's going to cause on them to have the training allowance cut, and it's going to be, make a really difficult time for them. People who have a very difficult time anyway living in society, and we had been should be trying to make things easier for them, but this cut is going to make things a lot more difficult because, you know, it costs people more to participate in society, and we're going to make it more difficult for them now by having this cut put in place. The government is arguing that they are actually treating people fairly by doing this. I would argue that this is a savage cut that makes a huge difference to their lives.
And indeed, for those living in Donegal, they are facing added barriers in relation to transport, etc.
That's right. And it's added barriers, the difficulty getting transport, getting adequate transport, and the fact that you have to travel no matter where you want to go, you have to travel long distances. And that money would be used up very quickly and paying for the extra travel that's involved attending facilities, and that's really a problem for people, and it needs to be addressed in the government. I think it's taken a very negative view in relation to this, and this is actually a cut that's affecting probably in the overall scheme of things quite a few very few people, but it's going to have a huge impact, and that's very unfair.
EU ambassadors have delayed making a decision on a Brexit extension until next week. It's been approved in principle, but EU leaders have yet to give a delay until January formal approval. They want to wait to see if the UK will vote for a December election. Former Tory MP Dominic Grieve says the Parliament won't be railroaded into a Brexit decision by Boris Johnson.
The whole way in which this has been approached just, I think, leaves many parliamentarians, including some who support the government, with a bad taste in their mouth. It's just a sort of another piece of game playing, which is designed on the whole to sort of raise the public wrath against MPs, which is something which Boris Johnson now seems to be specialising in.
The Department of Rural and Community Development has confirmed that Donegal County Council has yet to draw down any of the funding allocated under the Local Improvement Scheme for 2019. €677,456 was allocated to the local authority this year. None of that has to date been collected. In 2018, almost €1.8 million in LIS funding was allocated for the county, with 92.7% of that drawn down, leaving an outstanding balance of €130,629. In a response issued today, Donegal County Council says construction work on all LIS projects for 2017 and 2018 has been completed, and coding of expenditure on these projects is being finalised at present, and all funding will be drawn down by the 13th of November, as agreed with the Department for Rural and Community Development. A boy notice, which has been in place in parts of South Donegal since January the 25th this year, has now been lifted. Donegal County Council and Irish Water are in the process of taking over the supply, which has been served by four group water schemes. Daniel Brennan has more.
In a statement today, Donegal County Council says after consultation with the HSE, customers can now resume normal use of the water supply for drinking, food preparation and brushing of teeth. The removal of the notice applies to all persons served by the Water Supply Scheme, formerly known as the Ballymacroarty Group Water Scheme, the Rathlisminton Group Water Scheme, the Carrick-na-Horna Group Water Scheme and the Lurgan Group Water Scheme. It follows the installation of additional treatment to adequately protect against cryptosporidium in the supply. The Council and Irish Water are now in the process of the formal taking in charge of the water supply.
Bus Éireann has announced an extension to its Route 32 Letterkenny-Dublin service. Two extra buses will be added daily in each direction from this coming Sunday. They will be limited stop services designated X32 with a projected journey time of 3 hours and 30 minutes. The extra buses will leave Letterkenny at 12:30 and 3:30 in the morning. The extra buses will leave Dublin at 3:45 in the afternoon and 9:45 at night. The extended timetable can be viewed on our website highlandradio.com. The government should press ahead with a national broadband plan despite a Dáil motion calling for the network to be kept in public ownership. That's the view of the Minister of State for Communications. Sean Carney says the time for talking about the issue is over and the plan should be implemented. He says to change course now would result in a long delay in rolling out broadband in rural areas.
I would say that the vote that was taken yesterday, if we brought that to its logical conclusion, it would mean that we would have to abandon the process we're in at the moment. We would mean that any delivery of broadband in the intervention area could be delayed for up to 5 years.
The first draft of a conservation management plan for Grainion of Aile should be available to Donegal County Council within a week. Architects appointed by the OPW have confirmed in a letter to the Council that they expect the document to be ready by the end of October. Councillor Jack Murray says he was becoming increasingly frustrated by the delay in getting this document and it's now time for the tourism potential of the site to be realised in a sustainable and appropriate manner.
Ireland have a real responsibility to contribute, to invest in Grainion of Aile. I've often expressed my frustration that Grainion of Aile isn't named as one of Fáilte Ireland's discovery points along the West Atlantic Way. I think that needs to take place. But ultimately, any funding investment that they can give or any support that they can give, I think they've a duty, not a responsibility, to support Grainion of Aile because the potential there is massive.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where there's some spooky Halloween deals, including 40% off all Puma from this weekend until Sunday the 3rd of November, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time to the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the FAI say they expect a pair of reports sent to the association to be delivered in the coming weeks. A Sport Ireland commissioned investigation from COSAI and an FAI commissioned Mazars report are both due by early December. The COSAI report was due to be delivered earlier this month but was delayed by the resignation of John Delaney. The FAI also claimed that audits into their 2017 and 2018 accounts are set to be presented by early December. Well, on the pitch tonight is party time at Oriel Park, where Dundalk will finally get their hands on the SSE Electricity Premier Division trophy. St Pat's provide the final league opposition of the year for Vinnie Perth's champions. Cup finalist Shamrock Rovers, they entertain Cork City. UCD's final game in the top flight comes away to Waterford, while Bohemians captain Derek Pender hangs up his boots after tonight's visit of Sligo to Dalymount Park. And there's a Northwest Derby at Ballybuffet where Finn Harps, they play Derry City. Well, in that Northwest Derby this evening, Finn Harps' final league position will be unaltered by the outcome of the game. City, they still need a point to guarantee themselves a place in the Europa League next year. And the last time Harps were in the Brandywell, they lost 4-0. So boss Ollie Horgan is all too aware of the challenge, but it's the playoffs that really count for his side now.
With a full team way back, whenever it was in the second phase of games and got hammered 4-0 in there. But we have to, we'll go and make it as difficult as we can. However, there's no point in mixing my words that, you know, Monday is more important to us.
Well, Derry, they slipped up at home to St Pat's on Tuesday night, so they're determined not to falter again. Here's the Derry keeper, Peter Cherry.
It doesn't matter what team they bring, you know, we have to go out there and for our own sake just put on a performance. You know what's at stake, so we know what we have to do. Yeah, it's a big game anyway, so we know they're not going to come and lie down, you know, especially a derby. So we know we have to go to work.
Martin Holmes will have updates from the Brandywell tonight from the kickoff time, which is 7:45. While Drogheda and Cabin Teely, they're tied at a goal apiece ahead of tonight's second leg of the promotion playoff. The winners, as you heard, will play Fin Harps for a place in the Premier Division next season. Cross Channel this weekend's Premier League action kicks off this evening. Leicester, they travel to the south coast to take on Southampton. A win for Leicester would see them move up to second place in the table. In the Irish League Premiership, tomorrow there's a big game down for decision. Top of the table, Coleraine, they host fourth place Linfield. Linfield do have games in hand, so it should be an entertaining game at the showgrounds. Institute, they travel to play Larne. The Ulster Senior League this weekend, there's a game down for decision tomorrow. Bonagie, they play Fin Harps Reserves. The other two games, Derry City against Letterkenny and Fannet United against Coghill, they're played on Sunday. In local soccer, it's the Ulster Junior Cup as the main focus on Sunday. The Ulster Junior Shield is also taking place this weekend, both tomorrow and Sunday. Well, in Gaelic games, the countdown to Sunday's Donegal Senior Football Championship replay between Naoimh Connell and Gwydor at McCool Park. It's looking forward to a big day. Tom Comeagh has been speaking to Gary McDade, the former Glen Swilly Championship winning manager, looking ahead to the game. He's expecting another close encounter, but improvement in the kickouts is vital for both teams.
I think both teams have huge room in their own kickouts. So I was recording the kickouts myself. So I was at Markham Down, won and lost, simple as that. And Naoimh Connell had won 63% of theirs and lost 37%. If you remember the start, they got badly pinned in. They lost the first three, I think it was. And Gwydor could have a goal as well. Gwydor got the first 2 points. Owen McFadden Ferry, remember the goal chance. Steve McGrath made a great save. That was the only goal chance in the whole game. So it was. Both teams are going to be looking, can they create goals? Flip it around the Gwydor side, they probably had their worst return kickouts all year. They only won 56%. They lost 44%. To me, both teams would have known that there's going to be huge pressure coming on their kickout, and they didn't really have a response to that pressure, even though they knew it was coming. So you would like to think that now, this week, they'll have something different, that they knew there's going to be huge pressure. They'll even know more so now that the pressure is there. They're going to have to come up with something different this weekend.
Well, the Termin ladies, they'll be hoping to lift the Ulster Club senior title on Sunday in Kelly Clougher when they take on Monaghan's Donegal. Their opponents are the reigning champions and the sides have met each other on many occasions down through the years. Termin coach Nathan Michael Whelan knows that Donegal will be formidable opposition, but he has full confidence in his side.
Since Termin's first final in 2010, they've been thereabouts every year. If it's not the final, it's a semi-final. They're a massive team and they deserve to be where they're at. They're putting in serious shifts. But I think Termin as well. I know they're a team in transition, but listen, we've always been thereabouts. The girls do have that All-Ireland title under the belt, and that should stand in this weekend.
Well, Naoimh, where do they face Aidan Dorkin, the Ulster Ladies Junior Club final in Kelly Clougher on Sunday? That one starts at 1 o'clock. Having lost three Donegal finals, Naoimh Wara have come good this year, and manager Kevin White is upbeat as the side has gone from strength to strength.
They lost three championship finals in the trot, I think 3 years in the trot, and when myself and Neil got involved, we just said, girls, we're going to work hard 100%, change a few things around, and they all got on board, and they all trained very, very hard, and things just worked out for us. These girls will definitely not give up. You know, there's 100% in every one of them.
Well, here in Highland, we'll have live coverage of all three finals over the weekend. You can join Brenton Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh for coverage of the Donegal Senior Football Championship final live from McCool Park on Sunday from 2 o'clock on Highland Sunday Sport. We'll also have live coverage of both Ulster Ladies Junior and Senior Club finals online at highlandradio.com with Pádraig Hilferty and Davy McLaughlin bringing you the action from the start time of 1 o'clock in Kelly Clougher on Sunday. Moving on to rugby, and Lee Halfpenny replaces injured fullback Liam Williams in the Welsh side for Sunday's World Cup semi-final with South Africa. Centre Jonathan Davis has been passed fit to play, and Ross Moriarty comes into the back row for Josh Navidi. For the Springboks, Spoo Nosi replaces injured winger Cheslin Kobe, and they're only changed from the quarter-final win over Japan. England, they play the All Blacks New Zealand. That's the first of the semi-finals tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, Ulster welcome Cardiff Blues to Kingspan Clan Stadium tonight in the Pro 14, while Munster they take on the Ospreys at Independent Park. Both games start at 7:35. In local rugby, Regional West, City of Derry, they play Donegal Town, and Strabane, they play Rennie. Elsewhere in boxing, and the quarterfinals of the National Senior Championships are taking place tonight, with two Donegal fighters taking part. Matthew McCall and Oran Shields of Illy's Golden Gloves Boxing Club will be taken to the ring tonight, with the action at the National Stadium getting underway shortly at 6:30. In athletics over the weekend, the Northern Ireland Ulster Even Ages Cross Country takes place in Antrim tomorrow, and the Dublin Marathon and National Marathon, they both take place on Sunday morning this weekend. In golf on the PGA Tour this week, it's the Zozo Championship, and the play in the second round has been delayed due to inclement weather. Leading the way after the first round are Tiger Woods and Gary Woodland, both shot 64s for 6 under par. Shane Lowry's 1 over, Rory McIlroy's 2 over, Graham McDowell had a very bad day yesterday, he's 11 over par. In the European Tour, the Portugal Masters taking place out in Villamoura, Brandon Stone, Justin Walters and Wang Jinjian, they lead the way on 10 under par. Paul Dunne was the only player looking likely to make the cut, but he had a triple bogey at the 12th, so he's 2 over par through 12 with the cut at 1 under par, so he's likely to miss it. The rest of the Irish players are also going to miss out on the weekend. In rallying this weekend, it's the Rally of Spain. Danny Sordo leads the way after 5 stages. He's ahead, 4.6 seconds ahead of Thierry Neuville, with Sebastian Loeb in 3rd. Chris Meek is back in 5th. And Formula 1 this weekend, it's the Mexican Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton can take the title this weekend if results go his way. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Ireland have kept their hopes of qualifying for the T20 Cricket World Cup alive with a facile win over Jersey. Mark Adair took 3 wickets for just 10 runs as Jersey were all out for 105. Ireland needed only 14 overs to reach the 110 for 2, winning by 8 wickets. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport, which is 2 o'clock tomorrow. Now, for the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, any rain clearing southwards tonight and it will turn cold and dry as the night progresses. Lowest temperatures of 0 to plus 2 degrees with patches of mist and frost developing. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a South Donegal deputy claims that he is not overly worried about his safety after receiving a death threat for speaking out against right-wing anti-immigrant hate speech. Martin Kenny has received what he describes as several racist messages in recent days after voicing concerns about what he believes is a far-right influence in debates over plans to accommodate asylum seekers in Ballinamore in Leitrim. Ulster Bank has confirmed all delayed credits have been processed to customer accounts. It's after a technical glitch resulted in some account holders not receiving payments that were due to them. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the bank needs to find a long-term solution to ensure such issues don't reoccur. A Derry mother has made an emotional plea to those who fired a shot through her child's bedroom window to explain their actions. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Katie recalled how on Sunday last, 3 masked men reportedly attempted to enter her home before firing a shot through a bedroom window of the property. And a petition of over 300 signatures by Donegal residents calling for the reinstatement of the Rehabilitative Training Alliance has been presented to the Health Minister's office today. The petition was handed over by Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle and represents calls from staff, service users and families of the National Learning Network in Letterkenny, who Deputy Pringle says have been drastically affected by the removal of the alliance as announced last month by the HSC. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuit with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Prieve Skelty, Air Highland Radio. Fogriu Garlista, Comortish, Galore, Nagail, and Shachtin Shah, and ye the Waltery, the more agriacta, Kurcha, Horch, or Hoshti, Pubble, at a parchis, na Comortish, at a runche, and a category exile, Gerer, Dainra, and Cantor. As few Bresh, Ugus, Artwa, Mili Euro, Duis, Kishche, Glor, Nagail, Brantford, Fiha, Mili Euro, Prive, Vuachur, and Comortish, Janhurt, and darna mál tarach ag tús na mísa se hagin, be dhea chásta an irthúsgirt san omíart don príomh lúis im díana glóir cairn tóthar agus anadníf padraig dóir. Tá diontas de os cion seart géad go leith míli euro san omlan cadaithe con ibrahe fiosahan a curry gríach ar Ellen Eagsula ama on góstane Tíre, dure ar rátis ar híomh na runne a tá freagra as an Gealtart, an Gaeilge agus na Helen. Léigh galú de chud 100 euro tugtha de chóirlegún dhúnanáil san Arabh. Agus tá glór na Gael ag glacú le héiritas ar diontas ó chlubban na Cumann Lúchla Scéal a tá clarithe le fondúracht seosamh me ghanaithe le haghaidh scéim 2019. Tá diontas le cúig suas le 500 euro ar fáil de chlubanna atá ranfhairte sa scéim an teanga a chur an úsáid agus fólam na Gaeilge chun tosaí i measc an club phobal. Curtha an fondúracht mianú de chud 600 go 1 euro san omlan ar fáil le caithimh ar seant scudal an club le háisian na teanga a cheannart cóirthaíocht bhuan Gaeilge a chráthú agus a ráile. Tá breis agus seasca club Cumann Lúchla Scéal Gael claríthe leis an scéim i chuige olú agus tá iscead an iritas a bheith ré ar an inne seo thugann an céad le do mí na saona. Agus tá chomorú a buas Seamus McGreana bartithe ag toisiirt aniu a ran na farste le himeachtaí alíne agus coltarthe a chláir an dearú seaartaine. Léire thar thrí ghrama an ortar ardan ran na aisleine ran na farste le siúlódí léachtaí agus ithe cheol le bheith an i rithe le amara just Saharn, to ga olas eg Ashlan ran na farstia, agus shin mochad se iligolier, slan agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, October the 25th. The death has taken place in London of Joe Langan, formerly Stranavra Cohen. His remains will arrive via Knock Airport tomorrow, travelling to his late residence at Stranavra to repose from 6 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Monday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Seamus McLaughlin, Dillon Court, Strabane, reposing at his son Michael's home at 56 Drumralla, Strabane. Funeral leaving his son's home on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for burial in Melmount Cemetery at 2 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Kevin McKay, 96 Castlederg Road, Drumquin. His remains are reposing at his late residence, leaving there on Sunday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the community respiratory team, care of Sean O'Kane and Sons, funeral directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Margaret Mannering, Mina Neil Glenties. Her remains will repose at her daughter Rose Mannering's home at Kilrain Upper Glenties from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. tomorrow, with removal from there on Sunday morning to St. Connell's Church Glenties for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Elizabeth, Liz Erskine, Nay Hawkins, the Gate Lodge Fawn and formerly Farahy, Kildore, County Cork. Her remains will be reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Private removal on Sunday to St. Mary's Church of Ireland Fawn for funeral service at 3 o'clock, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of Murphy Funeral Directors. Family home is strictly private. And the death has taken place of Charlie Martin, 103, Johnny Brewer Road, Eglinton. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Star of the Sea Church at Fahamvale, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.